The Meat Improv!
Hello and welcome to The Meat Improv with me, Josh Simpson.
And me, Jake Jabor.
The Meat is Improv is the storytelling and improv comedy podcast. We bring on comedian guests to tell true meaty stories from their lives. And then what do we do with those stories, Jake?
We use those stories as inspiration for long form. I was doing it on autopilot. Look what happened. Inspiration for long form improvised comedic scenes.
We'll get it in episode 257. We'll try again. Maybe this is episode 257. Anyway, that's right. Stories and improv scenes from comedians. We have a Patreon. A lot of podcasts will wait till the end to advertise their shit. We do it in the beginning. If you're an improv nerd trying to learn this stuff, or if you just like the improv, Jake and I do two-prov on our bonus episode called The Potatoes. Huh? Mm-hmm. Get it? Every week. And then we also talk about what we're teaching, what we focus on, and a lot of times how we screwed up and our biggest regrets. But that's about it. Patreon.com/TheMeatImprov. Let's get into the show. Mm-hmm. Today we have two first-time guests. Mm-hmm. Always love when we have first-timers on. They are from the team Loose Caboose. You could see him at We Improv. Isabel Escalante. Say hi so we get your voice, Isabella.
Hi. This is my voice. Remember it. It'll come back later.
And Joe Napke.
Hello.
Hello, Joe.
Hi, Joe.
Hi. How's it going?
Good. Thank you both for being here.
Of course.
Joe, you have an overwhelming amount of, not overwhelming, but you have a good amount of Kansas City Chiefs stuff in your Zoom room.
I do.
Are you in Kansas City, or is this your room?
I'm currently in Kansas City, in my mom's basement. Very lovely little setup down here, but yeah, it's nice wood paneling and everything. Unfinished basement otherwise, but I got my little room down here, so it's good.
Now, Josh, sort of the way you asked that question implied that depending on the city and state you're living in, it might be filled with football memorabilia. Joe, would that stuff be in your LA apartment?
Oh yeah, definitely. I mean, okay. Probably. I'm a big sports fan, unfortunately.
I feel the same way.
Yeah, it's my worst quality for sure. But, I do enjoy football and baseball and basketball. So I would definitely have the memorabilia up in any place I were to live.
Okay. Because the wood paneling is also, I got to be, that's sort of why I asked, because that's not very Los Angeles. Have you ever lived in LA, or are you?
Yeah. Pre-pandemic, and then a little bit during the pandemic too. I was living in LA for like a year and a half. Then moved back to the Midwest, to not pay rent anymore. But yeah, that's the situation. Yeah.
I feel like I'm interrogating you, and I do not mean to. I was just
what the hell? Come on.
Where do you live? How long have you lived there? Can you provide pay stubs from your last?
I like that you thought he just had Kansas City stuff to like pose in the Midwest, but then he would like shed it to come to LA.
Mm, I'd be a Dodgers fan immediately.
Well, I'm all things Milwaukee, Wisconsin sports, so I definitely have that here, but it's not as uncommon back home. Am I glitching out, or are you guys glitching out?
I had a little delay for a second. I think you're a little behind.
We'll just wait. See, that's what happens. Need that Ethernet. Figure that out. I think about that in the first 20 minutes of every podcast. We're like, damn, should have done the Ethernet. Oh well, get them next week. All right, are we back?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay. We'll pick it up somewhere in here. All right. Well, I didn't mean to interrogate you, Joe. As a guy who spent a good amount of time in the Midwest during this pandemic, I get where you're coming from there. Jake, do you have any topics?
Well, this is a little bit in terms of room decorating, but I've been asking people, I've been slightly curious, how do you all organize if you have books? If you don't have books, no judgment, but if you have books, how do you organize your books?
Boy.
I got some bookshelves.
Okay, like, good. But is there, do you just throw them in the bookshelf? I recently did a Zoom with someone and they had their bookshelves behind them and it was color coordinated. So it was like yellow books, red books, blue books. And I feel like nobody does it library style. Nobody does it like by author.
My mom does.
Okay.
She has a, yeah, but she's a I wanna hear it. Book freak. Sorry,
she has probably a lot of books too, right?
Yeah, she has a lot of books. And she, well, we had to like, we had a bigger library, but then she got a smaller one. But she, I think she prides herself on it. Just, she was okay. Like, if someone's like, do you have this book? She's like, yes, I do. And I know exactly where it is. Mm-hmm. And then she'll, so that I think that's why she does the last name
okay
author thing. It works for her.
Does
Joe, where do you land here? Because
I was like, those books behind me, yeah, that is literally just thrown up there in no particular order, almost based on size of like which books will support the other leaning into them. But I was also going to say, I feel like the people that sort by color probably don't read those books, you know, like it's, I feel like it's more. Like you're making it very obvious as an aesthetic choice. Not like the books aren't there to be read. They're there for the green section or the blue section of that wall, you know?
Okay.
Yeah. You may have bought a book because you needed another green.
Yes. Yes.
I am firmly in the camp of Isabella's mom.
Okay.
I had a big old bookshelf and I had the bottom was like books I had in college and never read again that I should have given away. I did give most of those away. I had like a nonfiction section. I had like a religious section, a humor comedy one. Then I had
that's not the same as your religion section. Oh,
I had a period of time where I was very into like, basically I was falling away from the church where I was like reading a bunch of that stuff. And I just had a bunch of books. Anyway, but it's like a subsection of nonfiction and then fiction by author's last name. But okay. I have since combined my books with Lanny's books, my girlfriend, and all hell is broken loose. we don't even have books by the same author next to each other.
Oh, no.
Jake, when you brought this up, I felt it. Oh God, this topic. Because I've chosen just to live with it. I've chosen just to not live with it, but I've accepted it, and I probably could have rearranged it. But it is like she's got a bunch of other stuff on the bookshelves too, like jars and stuff, and pictures, and it does look pretty good. But I will be goddamned if I can find. I have to like scan the whole shelf for any book I'm looking for because there's nothing. There's no method to the madness.
That's how my aunt and uncle just told me this story where like he was super. They went to the same grad school, so they had all the same books. But he just, it was like a symptom of his noncommittalness where he would just refuse to combine their books and get rid of, and he was like, he's a very particular person. So they just had the separate bookcase with 50% of the same books. But then he finally proposed by mixing the books together. So
that,
I'm glad
wait, really?
Yeah. Yeah. No,
that was part of the proposal. Are you serious?
Yes. No, that's 100% true. Because holy it was shit. That big of a, and she was like, "That is so sweet. I can't believe you'd ever."
Yeah, that's do very
that.
Sweet.
He like got down on one knee and put one of his books in.
Cute as hell.
I am kind of curious, like how was that part of the proposal? Like,
I don't know exactly how it happened, but I know part of it. He was like, "Notice anything different in here? Notice anything different?" And then she was like looking around, and she's like, "Oh my god, the books!"
And then, wow.
Yeah, but I don't know. I guess the rest of the engagement wasn't as exciting as the book mixing, so I don't know how it segued into it. I'll get her on the potatoes, though. She can
please.
Go
case, yeah. Scoop. That's just for Patreon members, yeah. Folks. Full story.
Isabella's aunt's proposal. Find out all about it on the potatoes. Our subscribers would go through the roof, probably.
from just Isabella's family for 1 month. You don't want to... that would be cheapened by like you see the if you like just saw on Craigslist you like gotta like you sold it for $100 like you sold one of the shelves for $100. Were you proposing or just found some whatever
you needed? $100.
$100 is too much for a bookshelf. You can't get rid of shit unless it's for free. Like, you cannot sell
that's true
a couch. I've never been able to sell a good, anyway. What's Wait, your thing, Jake?
I just do it by my, I do it by favorite or the books I like revisit the most. Like all, I do have college textbooks that I should have tossed away a long time ago and they just like sit on the bottom untouched. But like books that I'll pull out to read again or like something I like about them, they're all on the top and they're usually like, by author for the most part, but it's purely a subject. Like if anybody looked at it, they'd be like, what the fuck is this? But mm-hmm. I'd be like, oh, you need this book. I don't like it very much. So it's gotta be here or, oh, I like that book. And then there's a little categorization with it in regards to that, but, not much.
You know, one thing that we've done here is, because our bookshelf is in our bedroom, which is not a good place for it. You know, if you want to be aesthetically pleasing or if you view your books as sort of like a look what I like. So one new thing here is that we have floating bookshelves that where like certain books are like kind of displayed in the main room. Mm. And that's not bad. I kind of like that. That's sort of along your lines of like,
yeah,
you know, it's usually books I really enjoy that I will rotate in and out of there.
So Isabella, you said you have
talk.
Isabella, you said you have a bookshelf.
Yeah.
Do you copy your mom's method or do you have your own method?
No, I I have the only organization I have is that one shelf is for all the books that the new books that I'm reading or well, mm-hmm. I have a shelf that I put like a book I've read and then that's literally why I read is because I'm like I gotta fill up the shelf. It like turns into this extra motivation.
Okay, so,
I get that.
Yeah.
Well, my last question: what's everybody's policy on loaning books and asking for them back? Will you ask for a book back that you loan?
I'll always loan. I don't think I'll ever ask back, but I'll also probably never give back.
Right. Okay.
Oh, so I was going to say always loan, like basically the same thing, always loan and never ask back.
Yeah.
Just because I'm not a confrontation. Like if they want to give it back, then I'll get it back. But yeah. If not, I'll just buy the book again or never read the book again.
Josh?
I rarely borrow, if that makes sense. Like mm-hmm. I have a little thing in my phone, one of my notes that's just recommendations. So I'll take the recommendation and I usually just look it up at the library app. So I'll just get it that way. Cause I don't trust myself to give it back. I have so many good DVDs that I've never returned. And also, I don't think I've ever gotten a book back. And I've lent out, one of my favorite writers is George Saunders. I have lent out his books to people so many times that like I've probably bought his book, The Brain Dead Megaphone, like 3 or 4 times just because I like it. It's my favorite book. So if I'm lending it, I'm usually kind of like it's almost an implied gift. And if I get it back, it's a bonus. Yeah. And if they don't read it, if they can't have a conversation with me about it in a year. Shit list.
The only time I've asked for a book back was when a friend of mine asked if his girlfriend could borrow it. And then I think I was like mad at him about something and was like, hey, I need that book back. And I feel terrible about it.
You remember the book?
Yeah, it was inside the room. It was like outside the box, inside the box. It's like a TV writing book. And he was like, hey, can my girlfriend borrow that TV writing book that you have? And then I was like, yeah, no problem. And then like 3 months later, I was angry about something else, I think. And I was like, and I need that book back. But in retrospect, I think I would still, I never asked for books back and I'm happy to loan them. But I do think I would apply the thing of like, if you're going to ask me to borrow a book to lend to someone, I might come calling for it because I don't know that person. I want credit for the like loan out.
That is nice of them to tell you though, because I'd be like, oh, I have it, but I would be passing it all around town. Not check to see if that was okay.
There's an extra layer there too of like, you're teaching them how to like learn how to like write TV. You're like, I don't want them to get too good at the book. Welcome to my place. I'm so happy you guys could break in break the new ground with me.
Yeah, thanks
it's
for having me.
It's a housewarming party. So
looks great in here.
Yeah, thank you. Doesn't I try to keep it pretty minimalist, but I wanted there to be a few key touches. The rainbow bookshelf. All my favorites in there. It just so happened that I don't know. I was just looking at my stack of books and I was like, I could do something with this. You know, I'm a bookworm. I'm a bit of a bookworm.
Have the hot zone. Can I borrow that?
What is it?
The hot zone. It's got a white.
One of my faves.
Can I borrow it? Is this random?
Do you have a red to replace it with or?
Did I bring a red book to replace the hot zone one?
It's kind of my housewarming party. You know, you wouldn't ask for one of the big trays that my ants on a log are being served on, would you? It sort of belongs to the house. It's kind of messing up the vibe of that.
Can we not have an ant on a log? I'd ask for an ant on a log.
You can have an ant on a log. You can't have the platter that the ants are served on or the celery. You can't have the platter that the snacks are served on. Otherwise, we just got ants. We're going to have celery and raisins all over the place. And then that will actually bring actual ants. And that's the reason I bought a tray in the first place is I'm kind of showing off my stuff here. And I got a rainbow. Got a fucking rainbow bookshelf.
I brought Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy. It's blue, but I could just slide it into that slot. So
Jake could
check out the hot zone.
Thanks, Isabella.
No worries.
I would rather have a thinner red than put blue in there. Do you not get what this is? It's a rainbow. Roy G. Biv.
I know, but we're got to be reading these books, right? What
Well, put it in the Biv section. Don't put it in the this is Roy. You're trying to put a B in a Roy or an R in a Biv.
Okay, I'll just slide them over.
Okay, that's fine. No more books. This isn't a library. Let's just have one night. In fact, I don't know why are you carrying the book around? Put it on the shelf. If you want it again, you can take it at the end of the night. Are you putting your coat on? Are you leaving?
What? I have an answer. Here. You want to come in? Looks good. I want to look. I'll look. You have my phone number. If you need the book, I'll bring it back in a couple of weeks.
Oh, but I'm on the waiting list. Thank you. I forgot to sign up, but yeah, I'll take the hot zone after you.
Okay. I didn't put list here. Who put it? Someone put a clipboard on the wall with a little pen tied to it.
Yeah, I always bring around Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy and a lot of crazy glue.
Good, good.
Hey, put it away, please. Hey, I know it's been a little bit since we've all been able to hang out, can we try to hang out like regular? Or?
Yeah.
We see Joe studying for the bar exam in the corner.
Oh, God damn it. Is there any place I could put these books temporarily?
In your car? I don't.
No, can I just put them on your bookshelf? There's like a little extra space right there.
No.
Yeah.
No.
Well, I have to run out to get some law papers from my partner. My school partner.
You couldn't take 20 minutes out of the day just to chill with us for a second, Joe, just to have a few snacks. I mean,
sorry. Do you want me to fail the bar exam? Are you crazy?
It's 20 minutes.
Yeah. And I told you that I could come here and I help warm up your house. I would love to see the new place, but I got to study. I brought all my books up here and I just been trying to get some work done.
We see some other lawyers come in. Hey, Joe, sorry. I'm late.
No, no, no. Just come right in here. Yeah, yeah. Just pop your books on that shelf.
Cool.
Oh, my God. There's no maroon. There's no maroon in the rainbow.
They're maroon binders. They're full of. What? Just calm down. We'll be done in a little bit. We just have to review some case files.
Damn it. Okay, fine. Ugh. You know what? You're going to be a lawyer one day, and you'll understand once you buy a home, but this is kind of a big deal. All right? This is sort of... I unveil my bookshelf. I show you my wonderful design. You haven't even asked me any questions about the books or how good they are or whatever.
What's your favorite one?
I like the yellow section.
Okay. See, this leads me to believe that you don't even read these books. You're just putting them on the wall for the color.
Whoa, he's lawyering.
No, this is
Exhibit A. These books. This is you don't know anything about gardening. Where are any of the plants? You got a whole gardening section and you just picked them because they were green.
I just got the house. I'll do an urban garden. I swear it.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, I like garden. I like all these things. I like.
You like ocean exploring? Yeah, yes! Barney the dinosaur.
Yeah, I like. Okay. I got 12 copies of his autobiography.
Yeah, just to fill out the indigo section. Hold on, sorry. It took me a second to remember.
I love the book. I love it. It's fascinating.
Couldn't find any other purple books, so you went for the purple dinosaur himself. 12 copies of his autobiography. Jeez.
Is this autobiography any good?
It's awesome. It's awesome. Barney wrote it himself about himself.
You didn't read it. Give us one Barney fact. If you really read it, give us one Barney fact.
He's friends with Baby Bop.
In real life?
Yeah. Yeah. That's those dudes met. That's how they met. You see, I'm sweating really hard. They met before. They were friends before the show, and then they're just like really friendly with all the kids. Dude, they had a bad backstory. They used to like smoke cigarettes and stuff.
What?
Barney and Baby Bop. Yeah.
Oh my God. That's fascinating. Can I borrow this?
No, they can't. Take my word from it. I'll tell you all about it.
Wow.
Kicks him in the shin. Back up.
Ow!
Sticks an ant in the log in his mouth. Everyone, ants on logs.
Oh.
All right, let's listen to one of my records.
I'm sure peanut butter. I'm gonna sue you.
Not yet. You're not. You have the bar.
Damn it! Damn you! Never gonna pass at this rate. Can't even study. Now I'm going into anaphylactic shock. Oh jeez.
Oh wait, there's a medical book on allergies. Let me get that book off the shelf.
No. Listen, my girlfriend's parents are coming to this party. I can't have this. I can't have this wall looking like shit. All right, we'll wing it. But the book on anaphylactic shock stays in orange.
Well, tell us what's in it if you've read it.
See, you don't read any of these books, you liar. You know anything about Barney? You know anything? Look, my throat's closing up. Please, can somebody just take me to the hospital?
I start giving him the Heimlich. It said you squeeze him.
He backs into the bookshelf. They all fall off the bookshelf.
I hate you guys. You're the worst. Kind of like sees the books in a new way now that they're scrambled. Wait a minute.
What?
Wait a minute. There's order to this disorder. He starts scrambling them around. Oh, red is blue. I think Jackson Pollocking them. Put a blue over here, a red over here. Starts ripping the books.
Oh my God. It's beautiful.
Ow.
Maybe I'm just dying, but I think this is really pretty.
No, you're right, Joe. It's beautiful.
It's really, really nice. Almost makes up for the fact that there's no other decorations in this apartment.
That was shitty. All right, let's get back. Let's get to the meat part of the podcast. This is the part where a guest shares a true meaty story from their life. Joe, you're up first. What would you like to talk about?
Yes, I would like to talk about my worst birthday. it happened when I was 13, like eighth grade, around that age. That entire school year, I had been biking to school, riding my bike to and from school. And it wasn't like a short bike ride. It wasn't like I lived a 5-minute bike ride away. It was like a 15 to 20 minute bike ride, but I just decided that I wanted to do it and that it was fun because, you know, I was a kid. And on my way home from school on my 13th birthday, I was biking along the trail. It's like a kind of like a dirt gravel trail. And pretty much out of nowhere, this kind of professional biker, like the type of person with like the cool helmet and like the jersey and like the track shorts and everything, the fancy bike, this guy just whizzed past me without yelling "on your left" or anything. He just whizzed right past me and kind of like clipped my bike a little bit, and it sent me out of control. I like hit a ditch in the trail and flew over the handlebars of my bike. And then my bike ended up flipping on top of me. And I was just like completely cut up. I had gashes in both my knees and my elbows. Like, not the type of, it wasn't like a deep cut or anything. It was just like the type, you know, like when there's almost a layer of skin, like removed, like that type of, you know, wound. And I am, mind you, I'm a child. I'm alone now on the ground. I can't feel or move my hand. I can't close my fingers. So I get back up. I limp my bike to the nearest gas station. I walk into the gas station and I start grabbing napkins from the roller grill station where they have like the taquitos and the corn dogs, and nobody in the gas station is offering any help or commenting on the fact that I'm crying and bleeding from every joint in my body. I'm a child with a bike helmet on still, and I go then to the parking lot of this gas station. I set my bike down. I walk into a neighboring Burger King to get a free cup of water. The Burger King employee asked if I was all right, and I said yes, which was a lie. I called my mom and didn't pick up, and then I called my dad. He did answer, luckily, but I sat there in that parking lot for a good like 15 minutes with a broken wrist. And finally, whenever he came, he took me to the hospital. I got a cast and I got bandaged up. And I actually remember like walking into school the next day and feeling really cool because people would be like, oh man, you must have had some birthday. But in reality, I just crashed my bike and spent a good chunk of my 13th birthday in the hospital.
Oh my God.
It's kind of hilarious looking back, but
did you know that Burger King gave out free cups of water, or were you just looking for more help than the gas station?
I think part of me was definitely looking for more help or maybe attention. I don't know what was going on there. I was also just thirsty. I didn't have any money because, again, I was a child.
But it was your birthday. You didn't have any birthday money or anything?
No, because there was going to be, like the traditional kind of birthday dinner whenever I got home. But then I ended up not getting home until much later because hospital. But it was very fun experience. Well, not fun, but it was fun once I got to the hospital because all the doctors and the nurses were like, oh, it's your birthday. Like, that's like, isn't that fun? And I was like, yeah, thank you. I like the attention then.
I kind of can't believe that someone that like you, the one you described as like a professional biker, just like clipped you and ran. Like, do you think they clocked it all that how could you miss that you knocked the kid over? Or do you think they did? Or do you think they were just in their own? You don't think they noticed?
I really don't. I think they probably had headphones in because they didn't look back. Like, I remember looking up from the ground and they were already gone. Like, they were like a distant, because it was like, it was specifically a walking and bike trail. So it was a common place for people to be doing that. And I think for him, it was just like, I was an annoying kid riding my bike really slowly, where he was trying to like be a real fast biker guy. And so whether he registered that he accidentally knocked into my backpack, sending me flying, I don't think he did register. I don't think, or maybe he did. Maybe it was, he like looked back and was like, good. Get the hell off my trail.
You know, professional bikers kind of terrify me.
Yeah.
Like that much need for speed just seems so extra.
That much need for like the speed, and you're removing all the stuff that protects you in a car. Like there's like a decision to be like, this is way more intense.
I feel like that makes the biker, I mean, the biker in that case is always lamer than the kid. Like if you're like, God, this kid is messing up the bike path. It's like, kids ride bikes, idiot. If I got into like above ground swimming pools, I'd expect a couple like elementary school kids in the mix. I don't know.
Not an above ground swimming pool.
No. I know exactly what you mean.
That would happen. I just
mean
like
that there's going
to
be kids there. That's what I mean.
Yeah.
Wait, are you talking about like an emptied out pool that kids are riding their bikes in? Or you're talking about the idea that an above ground pool attracts children?
The second one.
Okay.
He's saying that much like kids should be given preference for biking, They should also be given preference at above ground swimming pool. That's why there's no adult swim at above ground.
Underground swimming pools.
Exactly.
Yeah, that is, you did, you successfully got into my subconscious there and ironed that out for me. Yeah. That is what I was thinking.
Yeah, I do believe that kids deserve to bike more than adults. Right?
Yeah. They have no choice. They don't have the choice of a car.
by that logic, astronauts and pilots shouldn't get angry on the road.
Yeah. They shouldn't be driving an airplane down the road. Like, these cars are fucking weird. you're driving the weird. You're too, I don't know. Yeah. I don't know. I just think that kind of adult is lame. And your story also makes me think of, like, how many times in my life have I been just oblivious to carnage behind me? As a guy who has headphones in while I walk my dog and, I don't know. That must have happened.
Screamed at by like 50-year-old surfers when I was like 10 going out surfing. It would terrify me. But I would also be the one.
What do you mean?
Like, they're just really like, like there's a lineup that I couldn't clock when I was 10, but it made me never want to go surfing.
That's an intimidating group, I think, surfers.
Yeah. They're really nice out of the water. And then that was in Orange County.
Gotcha. What would they be mad at you for?
You could, like, because there's a whole lineup. So if you're near the peak, you get the wave. But I was 10 and didn't get that. So then I would take the wave and then they would get really mad. But also,
go ahead.
Oh, yeah. But I think I was like, I was also probably doing dangerous things, like taking waves and then like crashing into people. And they were probably, that was also probably part of it.
Yeah. Waves are tricky because they're they come and then they go. So you could take a good wave, but a bike trail is a bike trail pretty much. Like, you're not.
So you're on the side of the 40-year-old surfers that yelled at me?
Yes, I am.
Yeah, come on, Isabella. They gave up their lives to do that.
I think the fault of the surfers is to not have like that outlined for, like, someone should have explained this to you before.
They definitely did. I just could not comprehend it.
All right, the surfers are right. If it was in an above ground pool, they'd be dead wrong.
My last question, Joe, but it doesn't have to be everybody's, but mine is, how did you get to be riding your bike alone on your birthday? Was that a choice? You called your dad and was the idea like, you'll have the morning to do whatever. And then
it was just like how I got home from school. That whole last couple years of elementary school or junior high, whatever you call it. I just biked, and on the way there, I would occasionally meet up with some friends who lived, you know, on the way. We would meet up and ride together. But that day I just happened to be riding alone. And yeah, it's just, to me, the funny part is that I feel like I could have gotten in a wreck literally any day that I was riding. Cause I wasn't, you know, I was a child and I wasn't like the safest, bike rider, but for it to happen then was quite appropriate, I think. It was a good way to start my year.
Did you stop biking for good?
I did. Not for good, but like I do. I definitely, it did. Until my wrist was healed, I couldn't even hold on to a handlebar. But it put me off biking for a couple of months for sure. Which, as a kid, like we said, like that's your mode of transportation. That's how you get around. So, it was sad because I enjoyed biking. And then this asshole, this Tour de France son of a gun. Sorry, I don't know. Can I curse on this? This absolute piece of shit just ruined biking for me. For a time, at least.
Maybe it was his birthday.
Yeah, maybe.
How does that shift the rules of fault?
Whoever wants it more on their birthday gets it.
I did the same thing. I don't know if it's a Midwest thing or just an everybody thing, but when I was in like sixth, seventh, eighth grade in Wisconsin, when the weather got good, I would definitely like start meeting up with friends and riding my bikes down way too busy of streets to school. Like street, like looking back, it's like, I can't believe my parents really let me do that. Like on the shoulder of like four lane roads and stuff like that.
Yeah.
What I'm trying to say, Joe, is that I'm a kid. I've been a kid. So.
Yeah. Amen.
I was a kid. Amen too. To man.
Bike kids.
Bike kids. We don't have to include this, but Isabella, you had a bike accident. Yes. If you want to tell the abridged version, I know you have a different story to tell, but you just recently had one, right?
My God, yes. And I also blame a stupid Tour de France asshole because he sold me the bike and I got it off the list. And this guy knew I shouldn't have gotten this bike. It was like a racing bike because I wanted to be a Tour de France asshole, but I wasn't ready. So he sold it to me and I was like almost falling over while I was buying it. And I was like, I'll get used to it. And he was like, you'll get used to it. But he was just like, this awful dude, but I broke my hip. I was on a walker for a good part of the year. And then I had like switched to a cane. But the first couple of weeks I was in the hospital for 4 days and there was like a second where they were going to put me in the nursing home. And that was the scariest thing. I could go on, but it was so terrifying.
During 2020, right? They were going to put you in a nursing home during 2020.
Wait, what?
Yes, because I was like terrified of the physical therapist and they were like, she's not progressing because I didn't get up the morning after it happened because I put a rod in my leg and then I like didn't get up. And they were like, I had a really asshole, like I had a cool surgeon, but kind of an asshole doctor. And they were like, you're going to have to go to a nursing home.
I've never heard of that in my entire life.
I know.
Like, are you saying a nursing home for old people or like
yes.
a home of nurses?
No, because there's only homes of nurses for old people. And no one had ever like, I think they didn't know what to do with me because they hadn't really noticed that there's not a lot of 25-year-olds that break their hips.
So, I see.
Yeah.
Not a lot of 25-year-olds live in nursing homes.
No.
I bet you could run that place.
I know. I know.
You're the coolest cat in there.
I was going to come in manipulative. take it by storm.
What did you end up doing?
I basically was just sobbing to nurses and I was like, I don't want to go to a nursing home. And then they were like, okay, you can stay another day. And then the doctor would like come by at 4 a.m. and be like, this is your last day at the hospital. I hope you do well at physical therapy. But it hurts so much. And my physical therapists were like 80-year-old ladies. And I would come in, they were like probably 70, truly. And they would come in and I would start sobbing because I was so scared of these 70-year-old ladies. They ended up getting it. I could stay long enough to where I could finally get in a car. And then I just stayed in bed and at my mom's house.
That's harrowing. Holy shit. I didn't know that.
Yeah, it was gnarly.
I literally had a stress fracture in my hip once. And I was like, when I was like 12 and it floored me. Like it was the most painful thing I've ever had. So I can't even imagine.
Yeah. it was, and my grandma kept, she was taking care of me, and she kept comparing me to my Aunt Mary, who got a hip, great Aunt Mary, who got a hip replacement, which is different than what I got. But she kept being like, at week two, I'd be like on bed rest, and she'd be like, at week two, Mary was on the exercise bike. I was so mad. I'm like, I don't want to hear about how my great aunt did so much better at me than me. It was just harrowing all around. I'm talking real shit.
We see the end of like a bike trail, and you three are all at the bottom with your bikes, and I race down on my bike last. Okay, we gotta go. We gotta get in the car. I knocked a kid off his bike. We gotta go.
Did you finish him off?
I'm sorry. I'm sorry. What?
You know these trails are only for professional bike riders. You shouldn't be here.
I know. I hit him pretty bad. I think we should just get out of here.
Did you hit him bad or did you kill him?
I don't know. I didn't look back.
God, yeah, Davis, I told you couldn't bring this fucking guy with us biking. He doesn't know any of the goddamn rules. He's going to just clip a kid and not...
He's a fucking softy.
What are you all talking about? I felt bad. I was just going to bail on the kid. You're suggesting what? We go up there and finish him off?
Yeah.
Yeah. Do you have any other option?
Just get out of here and pretend like it didn't happen. I'm not going to. Well,
of course we're going to get out of here and pretend like it didn't happen.
Okay.
Only after he's dead.
Yeah.
I'm
We're not going to murder him and then tell everyone.
I don't think he was murdered. I'm not going to, I know what you did last summer, this kid. Okay. We've just got to get out of here. He's probably fine. I just felt bad about it. And I don't want to, you know, we'll.
Great. So now you just told us three, you told anyone else who's happened to be listening, the birds, the fucking bees, the squirrels. The
birds and the bees, I don't think are a problem.
No, I did something bad and the witness lives, and now I'm going to talk about how bad I feel. Grow the fuck up. This isn't movie club or whatever the hell you were in where you know all about. I know what you did last summer.
I know this isn't movie club. Nobody is this mean to me in movie club.
Yeah, well, you're... We have to All go right. back. You have Let's to go, just, go back.
You have to go back.
I have to what?
Here, takes a big bike chain.
What do you want me to do with that?
Oh my God. Are you?
Do you want me to bludgeon the kid to death?
Is this a mole? Davis, not, is this a mole?
I'm embarrassed. I didn't know you'd be coming all soft movie club out here. I told them. I said, you got to be mean if you're going to roll with me and my cool friends.
I'm your older brother. I thought you meant maybe we'd smoke cigarettes or something.
Don't
what do you mean?
Say that.
Oh, my God.
What do you mean be mean? I'm not going to go bludgeon that kid with a bike chain. That's
you're
crazy.
Not supposed to bludgeon him. You're supposed to strangle him with the
you
bike
want me to
chain.
Choke him with a bike chain.
Reynolds,
yes.
Jesus Christ, if he's wearing a wire, we're fucking screwed. Do you get
show that? Prove to me that you're not wearing a wire.
Why would I be wearing
show
a wire?
Show us your dick. Show us your dick.
Pull your shirt up. Show us
pull
your
my shirt.
Show us your dick and balls. Pull your shirt up and your pants down right
okay,
now.
Okay, I pulled down the little like bike shorts I have.
Okay, there's no wire. All right.
We see okay. as he's doing this, an 11-year-old bikes by. Uh oh,
what?
Now we got two. Now you gotta kill two.
Oh my
no,
God.
Why do I have to kill that kid?
Because you see, probably saw your dick. And it's a weird dick. You could pick that dick out in a lineup.
So, who cares if he saw my dick?
He's 11. That's against the law.
So is. So is murdering someone. I didn't intentionally flash that kid my dick and balls.
Listen, we can all stand watch here at the head of the trail and make sure nobody else goes, but you've got a couple of kids there that you got to finish off, okay? You got a couple of kids down there on that trail that you got to kill.
I don't want to do it.
Davis, this is your last invite ever.
What? I barely know this guy.
We're brothers.
Stop it.
I barely know him. Good God. I mean, I'm not convinced that that he is not somehow wired up and that this isn't somehow, that 11-year-old isn't somehow working for the feds.
What? I pulled my shirt up, no wire.
Here, I'll give you
the chain. I bike off in the trail.
Oh, all right.
My God.
Davis, you going to take care of the kid who saw the dick or?
Yeah, of course. Give me a second. I'll be right back. Right.
What is happening?
We're cleaning up your mess.
This is insane.
So what's your deal, huh?
I don't have a deal. My brother didn't even leave with a bike chain. What's his plan when he finds that kid who may or may not have seen my dick?
He saw it. he saw it. It's a weird dick. It looks it's a weird dick.
I don't disagree with you.
It looks like a mouse tail.
Okay.
Oh, ow. Oh, jeez. I barely made it back.
What?
What happened?
That 11-year-old, I fucking forgot my bike chain. The 11-year-old had 7. Suddenly I'm fucked.
11-year-old
had 7 what?
Bike chains.
Had 7?
7 bike chains and 7 photos of my brother's penis.
What? How did he get so many photos of my penis?
I don't know. He's Gen Z. He was all over the phone. He said he could do rapid fire.
Well, that's
this is a nightmare.
Right.
This might be the last bike ride of our. This might be the last bike ride of our lives, thanks to this dipshit.
I didn't do anything, and it sounds like we're okay. That kid
has photos of
on you. Well, that doesn't seem to be a problem.
Okay. Oh, I think here comes Reynolds.
Oh man, that one was a screamer.
Jesus Christ.
Well, you already broke his leg.
Oh my God. Oh my God. Oh my
Listen,
God.
Listen, this trail is for extreme bikers only.
Look, I don't want any part of this. I start backing away and bump into another kid. Ooh, oops, sorry.
He flies over his handlebars.
I'm sorry. I'm sorry.
What are you doing?
What? What?
I'm going to take him into the
No, woods, don't
clean
no,
up
not
his
that
mess.
Kid. What?
You don't clean up his mess for him, all right?
This kid is fine. He didn't even hurt himself. He's fine.
Yeah, I'm fine. That was fun. I landed on my feet.
You see, he's okay. He had a good time. He got a story to tell his friends.
He can't trust Generation Z. He's going to dab his way down to the police department.
I don't even know.
He put a finger in his asshole or something.
Why would he say that? That didn't happen.
These kids, they hate bikers. They think they control the world. They think they control the bike trails. But it's us, okay?
Yeah. We control the bike
trails. This is what you've been doing on your Saturdays, Davis? This is insane. How many kids have you murdered?
I don't keep a tally.
It'd be impossible to count.
It would be impossible. Plus, I don't count like you do at your stupid movie club. I'm here to ride.
We rank them. We rank
That's
them and
counting.
Everybody.
That's counting.
Yeah, fine. Top 20 animated films, okay? But nobody ends up dead at the end of it.
Sure about that?
What?
You sure about that? No one's ever died at the end of movie club?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure nobody has died at the end of Movie Club. We cut to Movie Club.
Well, what'd you think?
I thought it was pretty good. I liked Old Boy the remake. I didn't think it. I thought it was fine.
You liked Spike Lee's Old Boy better than?
Yeah, I thought it was pretty good.
Better than the original. Have you seen it? Yeah.
No, I just watched the remake.
Oh my God, stop beating the shit out of him.
Get off of him. This is just like Old Boy.
Get off. You're going to kill him. You're going to kill him.
Don't need to be remade.
Oh, geez. Sorry, everyone. Scraped my knees, blood everywhere. I'm just gonna get a couple rollers and then head to the hospital. You just don't mind.
Okay, sir. Are you okay? You're kind of dripping blood all over the floor.
Totally fine. I'll take some complimentary napkins. I just got to get a couple rollers before I get to the hospital, because then I'm gonna slide by Burger King. These things are so good.
Yeah, I mean, we do pride ourselves on the quality of our roller grill items.
And I can see why. The cheddar jalapeno one, so much better than the 76. I'm so glad I didn't crash near a 76.
Yeah. We see outside there's a car just like on fire next to one of the gas pumps. Sir, can you sit down? Real quick, do you want to?
Nah, I got to eat the roller standing up or I get acid reflux.
Right. Well, listen, you don't look, you know, I don't want to tell you how to live your life. I'm just a gas station employee, but.
But you got the best job in town. You get free rollers. I would love life advice from you.
No, well. Yeah, we do get free rollers. That's true.
That's so incredible, man. I would eat like 7 or 8 rollers a day if I got free rollers.
Listen, why don't we step outside? Because you are bleeding a lot. And I am going to have to mop this up after. So
I crawl in. I'm also beating up. Isabella, what are you? We just got shot up and robbed that bank and crashed the car. Let's go. We got to get out of here and get to a guy to fix us up.
I know. I'm trying to get out of here. We're going to get hungry at the hospital because all the hospital food's horrible. So I'm just going to get us a couple rollers so we don't get hungry. You're going to get us a couple. Why would we steal money if we weren't going to use it for rollers?
That's what you're spending the money on is... Are you talking about like food that is rolled up into a tortilla?
You don't even know what a roller is? I can't follow. This is why this whole thing blew up.
I'm not sure I can accept this money. It's got a lot of blood on it. I don't know.
Take the money, man, and let's get out of here. Okay. She's not going to.
Fine. Now I'm going to be grumpy, but okay.
See, the getaway driver's like kind of poked in now. Like, oh. Do they have buffalo chicken taquitos here?
What Hell are yeah. you doing in here?
Hell I smelled, yeah.
I don't know. It was like it's like a pie on a windowsill. I smelled buffalo chicken taquitos. Can I get?
We've got to get out of here. The cops are on our tails.
We're not going to have a lot of time to eat once we're in the car chase. So I would like some taquitos to tide me over. Or rollers. Are these rollers? Is that AM, PM, or...
What the 7-11? Hell?
They got chicken.
Guys, just get your rollers and you got to get out of the store.
I'm trying.
Your car's on fire.
You and I are on the same page.
All right.
I open a bag of money to pay the man and it blows up in my face. Blue ink.
Oh, God.
Right. The money's still good.
It's
God. Damn it. Well, look, there's some money. Will you take this money? Let's get out of here. Isabella, would you stop reading the magazines?
What? I like to take 17 and me quizzes while I eat my rollers.
We are in the middle of a bank robbery.
I am trying to find out if I'm more like Harry Styles or the other ones from One Direction.
Holy cow, Benfer's back.
Who cares if Bennifer is back?
I do. That's a big story. There's other marriages in between all this. It kind of makes you believe in true love, you know, if If Ben Affleck and Jennifer Lopez can find each other after all these years.
I used to that I'm kind of on the phone with yeah, they're here right now.
Really think you want to start believing in true love again?
I don't know. I mean, why else would we? I mean, why did you do the robbery? They both sit down Indian style on the.
What are you doing?
I don't know. My relationship with my dad was never that great.
Yeah, I was. I don't know. I guess I was hoping the money would make a lot of other areas of my life better. But
we've got to go. This guy just called the cops on us.
Hey, you did? Aw.
I did a little bit, yeah. I did. This is all a lot. Very stressful. First, she limped in here bleeding all over the place. Then you blew up a blue dye all over, and there's a gas pump on fire. It's not
that
good
wasn't
for
us.
Business.
That wasn't us.
Okay. Well, I think it was.
Okay, maybe it was.
Yeah.
Okay. Who cares? Can we get out of here? Who cares what's our fault?
Oh, my God. Just have a roller and relax for a second.
I don't think a roller.
How much?
What is this? Buffalo chicken?
Yeah.
This isn't bad.
Nah.
This isn't
kind of warm.
Do you have any dippins? Do you have any dippins for the rollers?
Yeah, there are sauces next to the station there.
Oh, this is great.
This is pretty nice.
Oh, this is cool. Hey, look at, he's got air freshener stuff. Do you have anything that's like new car smell? I know that's kind of generic, but I just love the smell.
We have black
well, God damn it.
Cherry pie. Whoa.
Give me all the rest of the fresheners.
Okay. All right. Just calm down. Here you go.
A bunch of cop cars surround the gas station. A guy gets out with a megaphone. We have the place surrounded. Come out with your hands up.
We have a hostage and demands.
Am I the hostage?
Yes.
No. Damn it.
I don't see how I'm supposed to eat this thing with my hands all the way up. Can you ask him if we could...
Don't
can
surrender.
We get a half hand raise?
Don't hurt the hostage. What are your demands?
We want him to make more rollers.
You want the hostage to make more rollers?
Yeah. You see the cops like, what kind do they have? Do they have...
Hey, we are trying to catch these bank robbers.
They have chicken bacon ranch? Oh, I love chicken bacon ranch. Ooh, do they have buffalo chicken? Oh.
Shut up, everyone.
Monterey sausage. Yum, 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 yum.
I mean, listen, most of them are still frozen, but I could throw a couple more on.
Do it. Tell him to do it. Hey, Chief, tell him to do it.
Jesus Christ. As the hostage, are you okay? Have they hurt you?
No, I'm fine. He threatened me over some air fresheners, but otherwise, it's just a little bit of a mess in here.
Can you make the rollers?
Yeah, I mean, it's not hard. It's like I just put them on the roll. They're just frozen taquitos. I throw them on. What do you mean, can I make the rollers? Yeah, I can.
I don't need an attitude from you. I'm wondering if you're capable.
Okay. I've never been a hostage before, okay? So let me just go get the boxes from the back.
Okay, he's making the rollers. Once he does that, we want you to send him out unharmed.
I start putting frozen corn dogs on the roller grill. How many do you guys want?
Corn dogs?
What? So you want me to go back there and get a different... You want me to get the Monterey Jack?
I shoot him. He didn't make the rollers!
Jesus Christ!
The other cops are... Well, I mean, he started making corn dogs.
Hey, they killed a hostage!
Well, he didn't follow directions. I mean, I don't know whose fault that is.
It's not the hostage's fault. Whose side are you guys on? All right, we're sending someone in to make the rollers. There's like a guy in a bomb vest walking forward.
What does he Hello. Think this is?
I'm here to make the rollers.
Do you know how?
In the back in the freezer section.
You're incredibly accommodating during most of this. I think I know. I think I know how. Okay. I'm a bomb defusal guy. Normally we get that crazy AMPM creature thing to make the rollers, but he's busy. What's that guy called?
No idea. I think it's sort of meant to be ambiguous.
Okay.
He doesn't have a name.
I'm pretty sure he has a name.
Why don't you shut the fuck up and start rolling? Must have been a hell of a birthday. Look at that. He's got a head wound. What happened? Did you party too hard? Yeah. That must have been crazy.
Yeah, it was one too many free shots, I guess. Yeah. It was actually it was not fun at all. It's probably the worst birthday I've ever had.
Like worse, like bad to the bone. Like, I mean, yeah, what happened? Did you bonk your head getting too late or something?
No. There's a bunch of people at the bar giving me free shots, and I went to go to the bathroom, but the bathroom was occupied. So I went out back behind the restaurant and thought I saw a quarter underneath the dumpster. And I was like, oh, it's my lucky day. And I bent over to pick it up. And then when I came back up, I just smacked my head on the dumpster. And then somehow I ended up falling into the dumpster and got a bunch of trash juice in my head. But I was so drunk and the trash was so comfortable that I fell asleep. And then a garbage man found me in the morning and they almost threw me in the back of the trash compactor. But then he realized I was in there and he said, wait, hold, stop. And they took me to the hospital and yep. Now I'm 33.
Did you keep the quarter?
Oh yeah, I got it in here. It's it's Montana actually. So,
oh what? That's cool. Did you make friends with the garbage man? I mean, you said you were going out for a crazy night. I mean, I was there for part of it, and I had to go home. I was like, damn, he's gonna party all night probably. And
yeah, I did. Then I ended up with a pus-filled, garbage-filled wound on the back of my head. You know, I think I really got to make some changes, man. What were you going to ask?
Oh, come on. Don't overreact. It's your birthday. Who hasn't slurped up some trash juice on their birthday and almost gotten compacted by a truck? Right?
Hey, that's fair. It's Joe's birthday. Ayo.
Hey.
I know I missed it last night, so I made up for today. I got some shots. We're going to do shots and we're going to have a good old time.
Hell yeah. Let's do it.
Hell yeah.
Yeah. I don't know. The doctor said I should maybe take it easy for a little bit. I don't think the wound is healed yet.
What is that? You got a little trash juice in your head wound?
Yeah.
And that's nothing. It's your birthday.
It's your birthday.
Let's get your head bonked from getting laid too hard or whatever.
Okay, guys, I guess one drink won't hurt.
Shots.
Yeah,
shots.
There we go.
We all take shots.
Oh, yeah. Party on 33.
Uh-oh, did someone just say 33?
Hell yeah.
That's how old that guy is, huh?
Hell yeah.
Yeah. Oh, I see you got a grade A boink wound. Boinking too hard. Hit your head on the bunk bed. You're boinking in your bunk beds at
Whoa.
Home.
Whoa. We told you, Alex, not everybody boinks on a bunk bed, but I like
it's the best kind of boinking. I can tell a boink wound from a bunk bed when I see it a mile away, man.
Well, glad you had fun, man. It's not that, Alex. It was a mistake, and I ended up in the hospital actually after, so it wasn't a boink wound
you
at all.
You boinked in the hospital, man? That's a huge fantasy of mine. 33.
Yeah, you tell the people in the hospital it's your birthday, you're bound to boink whoever comes in the room.
Yeah, that's why I always have like 6 condoms in my wallet. I open my wallet and quarters scatter everywhere.
Whoa! We all clean it. I'll get it. Follow them out the door.
Oh no!
Your quarters, your lucky quarters. I think it's in Wyoming. I bonk my head on a. It goes under a dumpster. I bonk my head. Oh, I'm not even drunk here.
We see me follow a quarter into the kitchen, and look at that. 1976. I think these are silver. I bonk my head and fall into the grease trap.
I follow a quarter into the Wild Rivers River Park down the street. Go down and water slide, but they weren't finished building it. So I shoot up and land on a pile of spikes at the local CrossFit.
Oh man. See, I thought it would be the alcoholism that did our friend group in, but turns out it's our love of quarters.
All right, let's get to the meat part of the podcast, where our guest shares a true meaty story from their life. Isabella, it's your turn. What would you like to talk about?
Yeah. So right after college, sorry, this kind of it starts sad, but the circumstances are kind of funny. But right after college, my dad passed away, and it was horrible. It was very tragic. It was kind of a shock. Well, it was a shock. But my dad was also like he was like a lowbrow art guy. He was like. He kind of like started this lowbrow art movement. So he was he had a cult following, which made his funeral planning very weird. And he had the kind of art that was like, kids would like come over to my house when I was a kid and they would be terrified and I wouldn't get it. But it's like, there's just like monsters and like comic book art and naked ladies everywhere. And like all of these combined. And poop, a lot of poop, a lot of fart, visual fart jokes.
I'm always amazed when I can be like, connect an improviser's, like, it's like, oh yeah, I see how you got to improv.
yeah, exactly.
Grew up in a house of fart art.
Yeah.
My dad's company name was.
I came from a dynasty of, sorry, go ahead. I'm behind again. Go ahead.
But yeah, so my dad's business name was like Joe Copro for a while, which meant like Joe Poop. So that was like his whole business model. So anyway, there's just so many, I love them, but so many crazies involved in the funeral. Like at first we had to have a Catholic mass because my family was very Catholic. And they were like, we were like, but dad doesn't believe in God. And they were like, he does now. And then you're like, you can't argue with that. That's like a winning logic argument. So we had this like Catholic mass and the priest was so old. I thought he was going to die and like steal all the thunder from my dad. And we had this like after party and my dad was very artistic, but my mom was like a career woman. She's like, you always got to be climbing the ranks. And at his after party, there was like this guy who worked at CBS. And she was like, I was like sitting crying in the corner and she like grabs me and she's like, you have to talk to Lane. She's like, he works at CBS. He can get you a PA job. And I was like, I can't do that right now. And she was like, he feels bad right now. You have to.
My God.
And so that's how I got my first PA job.
You did it.
Oh my God.
Yeah, I did it. I did it. And I got it. And it's been my link in the industry ever since. It's awful. But she was right. He felt really bad for me. He got me the job. Anyway, but that was the tiny funeral. And the big funeral was nuts because there were 800 people and they all had, they were like people were like obsessed with my dad and they would like come up to me and be like, I love your dad. And I'd be like, I loved him too. And they'd be like, no, I loved your dad. And they'd like pull down their shirt and they'd like show me a tattoo of his face on their shoulder, which was like, made everything feel even trippier. So that was, but also he was friends with a ton of surfers and this was like, it was just the most unprofessional like funeral service, even though there were so many people. But I remember like, one of his friends, like he's kind of, I think he like was so sad and just like panicked under the pressure, but for some reason he came to the funeral and took the stage. There was like a program and he took the stage in orange board shorts in a floppy hat and then proceeded to tell the world's worst funeral story I have ever heard. And with all his family and the religious family, his girlfriend, my mom, me, and it like, and it wasn't even true, but the story he told was like about a surf trip, they took and somewhere in like, I forget where it was, but it was like he said that my dad and him were on a surf trip and then they like civil unrest happened and there was like gunshots and my dad like hiked through this jungle and then came across a man having sex with a pig. And then that was the whole story. And then he just kind of nodded and walked off stage.
That
isn't that horrific? Then I had to go up and do my story.
Wait a minute.
I had to follow that story.
I mean, an easy act to follow in a way. People are like, please just say anything else.
I know. It was really, I know. I honestly felt bad because I kept it together so much better. And I'm like really good at funeral stories. So mine like super killed after his did horrible.
Isabella, you keep saying funeral stories. Is that just a story that someone tells at a funeral, or
you know, you're supposed to like talk about what a great person they are.
Yes. Okay. And, okay.
Like I talked about that he was a great father, and
yeah.
But for some reason, Mitchell just told this horrible story.
It was a lie.
It wasn't. It wasn't true. I don't think it was true. Never told the story before. I don't know how he busted it out on funeral day. But there was all these like artists on the mark, like the, I don't know any of the funeral terms on the list of funeral stories. And so I think he just like got really nervous and told this terrible story. But the other, then like after the funeral, we had to like clean out all his stuff and it just was the weirdest stuff. And like, it would be like having to throw away, like, we would all get in these huge arguments because we'd be like, we can't throw away the jug of wine with like a cobra in it. Dad loved the jug of wine with the cobra in it, like the dead snake. Or we'd be like, we can't throw away the sculpture of the slug with like a baby's face on it. Dad loved the sculpture of the slug with the baby's face on it.
This art he collected or made?
He collected it. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. But there's just so many, I don't know. It was cool in the sense that like, it was really cool to see like how much my dad like influenced people and touched people. And like, he was like a person that always had an incredible story or like just all his quirks. So in a way, like that funeral, like encapsulated everything he was, which was like, yeah.
I have a question, or many, but so was he like a curator then? Like the guy who had a So in what way do you want to, can you say this without giving it away? Do you care about giving it away? Or,
I don't know what I'm saying? No one would know him really, except for people in the art world. But he started Juxtapose, if you know that magazine.
I've heard of that actually.
Yeah. So he collected art. He bought art from artists that were like up and coming, and then they would usually kind of blow up, and then he would sell that art and make money off of it. But also he was like everyone knew him as like someone that would, usually those people can be a little like schemey or all in it for themselves, but he was just kind of known for helping like up and coming artists more than any of the other stuff. That's yes. Cool. Yeah. But he had a gallery. He had two, but one was called Gregorio, and it was in Chinatown.
That's cool as hell. And was there a reason for the lowbrow? Like, not a reason, but I mean, I worry on this podcast, lowbrow is sort of our bread and butter. But like, was he interested in art and then like made that his niche, or was that sort of like I just, maybe you don't, maybe this is a weird question, but like, that's just so funny to me to like be so serious about it and then like, but like champion. Do you know why like the lowbrow appealed?
One time I did ask him, because he did have like this ability to see art that was like gonna, like people were gonna like it later, so he would end up making money. So I was like, oh, what do you look at when you look at art? Like, do you look at like the composition, or like is it the subject matter? And he's like, what I do is I look at it and I'm like, is it cool or not cool? And if it's cool, I buy it. And if it's not cool, I don't. So I think I think he really liked that. He didn't like stuffy art. He didn't want art that was, you were going to have to like learn about. He just wanted it. He thought it should be fun and like touch people that way. I'm talking real shit.
So I've gathered you all here. As you all know, the prognosis is not good. I'm going to die soon. And, you know, seeing as you're some of the most important people in my life, I want you all to speak at my funeral. And I just wanted to kind of screen your funeral stories beforehand, just get an idea of maybe what you would talk about. So I don't know. I know that's a lot to throw at you guys, but
Well, I can only speak for myself, but I don't know how I'll be inspired when I sit down to write the story that I'm going to share. It's also kind of not for you to say, not to, you know.
Right. That's fair. Listen, I just, you know, obviously my family, my distant relatives are going to be there. And so I just wanted to make sure that the stories were going to be appropriate for everybody, if you know what I mean.
All right.
I can assure you mine is appropriate. And I can, you know, it starts with a plane trip and to close friends. There's a twist though, so I don't want to get into it here. I don't want to spoil the
twist. I don't want to hear it.
Okay. Okay, no spoilers. I'm going to die, so I'm never going to hear it, but
okay. Hey, I don't know what they're going to say at my, I don't know what funeral stories they're going to say at my funeral. That's part of a funeral.
Yeah. I'll whisper the twist to you, but I'm not going to tell you the whole story. I don't want you blabbing it.
God, let's not even do it, because he'll have a question and he'll blow it for the rest of us.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Okay, guys, I want these stories to be about, you know, something that happened between us, maybe, or something that we experienced together.
Yeah, I got one. I was like pretty sure you were there, but I'm almost positive. We were at the Vegas Strip, but that's really all I can say.
Even that's too much.
I know. I felt weird about that.
Okay. Can I just be straight with you guys?
Please.
Sure.
Yeah. The last funeral we all went to, quite frankly, Isabel, when you spoke and told your story, everybody was confused. The family were upset because it had nothing to do with David, who passed.
So much better than all of their stories. I feel bad about that, but I can't help it if I'm an entertainer.
Yeah, it was a pretty sweet story.
It was. No other story had spaceships.
Mm-hmm. It's true.
Okay, well, I'm just trying to give the warning that, you know, obviously you're all my friends and I want you to be at my funeral, but I don't think that my family will be as receptive to your stories as maybe I would be.
And so they're not sci-fi fans. Okay.
And they're not M. Night Shyamalan fans. Okay.
And do they like, have they seen Porky's?
They have.
But they have? Okay. That kind of ruins it for me. All right. Because a lot of my stories are just gonna scenes from Porky's.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, you know, if you wanted to do a scene from Porky's, that'd be fine, actually. Just throw my name in there as one of the characters. No.
Well, that's stepping on my story a little bit.
You just tell me what story you're going to tell. I don't care about the twist.
It has a twist. It has a twist and a scene from Porky's in it, but I can't.
Oh, that's guys, killing me. You know Porky's is my... Damn it.
Okay. I'm going to be dead soon. I want my funeral to be fun, of course, but I don't necessarily want it to be dominated by scenes from Porky's.
Okay.
Or Lost.
Okay. Well, then what else? What else?
What about the time that we all went to the beach house in Florida? Mm-hmm. And we saw that beached whale and we all helped push it back into the ocean.
Oh, I'm already bored.
Yeah.
I'm already bored.
If I were to tell a story from that beach house trip, it would definitely be how we found that hatch and then we crawled down it and we found a bunch of people showering in there and peeked in them from little holes we dug into the bathroom wall.
I wasn't there for that trip. I don't want to hear it.
Oh, there's a boiler.
Sorry. Spoiler. Sorry.
Boiler. Well, if I was gonna tell a story from that beach house trip, it would be the one where we all swapped wives, but then blogged about it later.
Wives?
Spoilers.
Damn it. Well, I wasn't there because I was off helping a detective solve a crime, and then because I could see dead people, and then it turned out the detective was dead.
Oh, damn it.
Okay.
And you know how I knew he was dead? Because when I was poking through in the locker room, through a hole in the locker in the showers, he walked right in there. Nobody saw him.
Yeah, I think I'm just going to ask you guys not to speak at my funeral, quite honest.
We all just slam our floppy hats on the ground. Gosh dang it.
I don't know what to tell you. I'm not comfortable with these funeral stories.
Ugh. I reach into my cargo shorts and take out new pens and pads to write with. Well, back to square one.
Square one.
I guess we got to make some memories.
And there must be something from our shared experiences, something that paints me in a positive light, you know?
And you weren't in that movie, Porky's?
No.
Because that was mine.
Okay. Yeah, I don't know.
What about that time you boinked on that bunk bed and bonked your head?
Again, not necessarily the most appropriate story if my family's going to be present and I'm gonna be lying dead in a coffin in front of everybody.
Okay, I can leave the bunk bed out of it. I can just say...
I don't want you to describe me.
That's appropriate.
No,
yeah.
No.
Okay.
Please, yeah, I think that's fine. It's a birthday boinking.
Yeah. No. Everybody gets some.
I would have mentioned that I was on the top bunk listening in.
Listen, that was an intimate moment. The birthday boink between me and my lover, and
I know because I dug that hole through the wall and watched.
And you watched.
It was super private. But it was super cool.
Well, no one likes to clean up the house for, but you know, we got to do it. Granddad passed, and I guess take what we get. Let's lean towards throwing stuff. Okay. I don't want to be here all day. You know, if there's something that speaks to you, please claim it. I don't want this to be a fight between the siblings. I don't want it. You get what I'm saying, but like, let's get in and out, take what you want to keep and leave whatever. And we'll just throw the rest away. All right. Does everyone agree to that?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
All right. Okay. Certainly we can get rid of the butt mask.
Ooh. I don't know about that. I really fondly remember when Grandpa used to dance around the house in his butt mask and start making fart noises with his mouth. I mean, that was classic Grandpa.
I mean, it's homemade. It's barely pieced together right now.
Yes, we'll never find a replacement for it.
0-1. All right. Who wants the you? Do you both want it? Do you just want it to exist? Do either of you want to keep it in your house?
Let's just throw it in the storage unit and
exactly what I don't want. That's exactly what I don't want.
I just don't have room for a butt mask.
Neither do I. So let's toss it.
Well, I want it for when I have kids, because when I eventually do have kids, I want to have the butt mask, and you know, then I'll get it from the storage unit.
Yeah.
You both have said the storage unit. We have not rented a storage unit yet, okay?
Well, clearly that's not what we're going to have to add that to our to-do list.
I don't want to. That's the whole point of going through this and decluttering, is I don't want to just have a bunch of shit sitting in a storage unit.
I mean, we're going to need to put the diarrhea attachment for the butt mask there too, because I can't take that home, because it wouldn't make any sense to have that without the butt mask.
The diarrhea attachment is like a wagon. It's a full wagon-sized... you know, cooler.
Yeah.
Pressurized system.
Again, it's one of a kind, irreplaceable.
So,
I mean, all the memories tied up in that is just, I mean.
Oh, man. Yeah. Grandpa used to go to museums and put that butt mask on and just all hell break loose.
He went to jail for that.
Oh, yeah. That was so funny.
Great times.
He ruined a bunch of art with a diarrhea butt mask.
Well, a lot of people said he was making his own art, so
yeah, that's true.
Own fart. Anyway, we're gonna keep the butt mask for now, but let's keep sorting through this stuff.
Look what I found in the basement. Granddad's old cinder blocks. Remember these? They all look the same. They all weigh about 80 pounds a piece. God, these are good.
Oh, those are awesome. You used to have that wall.
Great granddad. I guess we'll just put these in the storage unit, yeah?
What are you going to do with them? Everyone has cinder blocks or cinder blocks. They're a dime a dozen. Wow. Nothing special.
I mean, great granddad would lay those cinder blocks out, and then he would stand on top of it and put the butt mask on, turn the diarrhea machine on.
It's a diarrhea attachment. It is its own. The diarrhea machine without the butt mask is just basically a shitty fountain.
Yeah.
Right. Well, I just say it. It's kind of a complete package.
It's a complete package. We can't do it without the cinder blocks.
Are a makeshift stage. The cinder blocks were, it was an improvisation for Grandad.
Think about it. We'll just put it in the storage unit because they're cinder blocks. It'll be just like we rented a storage unit with a higher floor.
Yeah.
So it's like taking no room at all.
Mm. Takes so much of the room. God. Okay. All right. Well, we're certainly going to throw away these old, we're certainly going to throw away these old shirts. None of us were 6XLs, right? We don't need any of this stuff.
What?
Hang on.
Oh, hang on.
This is a
all
great
of these
shirt,
are outdated.
God. Oh. Are you kidding me? This is Granddad's attire.
Yeah, he would put on all 15 of those and stand on the cinder blocks with the diarrhea machine and the butt mask, and he would go, "Oh, kablooey!"
Yeah, oh, remember that?
He said, "Oh, kablooey!" Gosh.
I'm getting emotional amazing. Just thinking about it.
Did you? I know.
Did you all like that show? I didn't like it.
What?
I hated that show. This show sucked.
It sucked completely. It is always the interruption. I just wanted to, like, I don't know, play baseball or wiffle ball in the yard or roughhouse or something, and it would always turn into, oh, it's diarrhea night live from the backyard, live from the cinder blocks. It's diarrhea night butt mask or whatever he would say.
Oh my God, you sound just like him.
You sound just.
Oh my God.
I do not
appreciate what you have until it's gone.
You do. Come on, put on all these XXL shirts.
Come on, put them on.
There's 6XLs.
Here's the butt mask. Put it on.
Here, I'm going to fasten it to your nostrils.
Yeah,
that stinks. Hey, I think he used real diarrhea.
All right, hop up on these cinder blocks and say, "Blam kabooey." Come on, do it.
See, they attach a generator to the machine.
All right, write it, Grandpa's Picassos. Come on.
I want those Picassos.
No, those. Grandpa hated those things.
Yeah, he hated them.
Blammo kablooey.
Oh, just like great granddad. That was incredible.
Turn it off.
Oh, God. Okay, sorry. All right, it's off.
No, I was just going to say I'll schedule us all for pink eye testing because
you all. I have it.
Oh, it's fast acting.
Then you better put on Grandpa's big titty glasses so you don't get to the rest of us.
Oh, God. I don't have time for the big titty glasses routine.
That's it. That's the routine. You're doing it.
I don't mean to. I just can't get the titty glasses off my face. Boing, 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 boing.
Cut to Josh at work the next day. Hi, thanks for coming into my office. We've been getting a lot of, this is awkward to talk about, but complaints about your attire. You've just been walking around with big titty glasses on your eyes all day. And I don't know, everyone
can't
was too embarrassed. You can't get them off?
First of all, I can't get him off. Second of all, I am mourning the loss of a grandfather. I'm mourning.
Okay. I can tell.
I'll take him off right now if you want me to. I'll try to, but look. Boing, 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 boing.
Oh, God. Please don't. Please don't. That
Banjo Kazooie. Generator starts. We see real breast milk starts flying all over the office. I'm trying to get him.
Now I got a boner. This is so inappropriate.
How do you know the lines for this routine? All right. That'll do it for this episode of The Meat. Thank you, Joe and Isabel, for being on. That was so much fun playing with y'all.
Yeah, thank you. That was great.
So now we'll go around and you can plug whatever you'd like to tell our audience about. Let's start with you, Isabella. What would you like to plug?
I guess just our Loose Caboose improv team. Oh, and I'm on a team called Adam Jilt, and we do shows on Tuesdays at 8 on Twitch.
At the
Twitch channel.
Is it We Improv?
No, it's just another team.
Oh, okay, cool.
Yeah, we just, anyone could have a show on Twitch, we realized, so we did it.
Wait, what?
Sorry, Jay.
Where on Twitch?
I forget the handle.
Okay.
I'll send it to you later.
Okay. Yeah, yeah, feel free. Joe?
I have nothing to plug.
It's okay.
Except for my eyes and ears after that last big titty glasses. and it.
Okay.
Hell yeah.
No worries. When is your We Improv show? When is Loose Caboose play? Let's give some info to these.
Monday nights at 9 p.m.
Okay, great.
Twitch.tv/WeImprov.
Jake, is that your plug too?
Yeah, that's my plug too. Two in one plug.
Wow. Kind of a 3-in-1. I'm at Jarsh Simpson on all the social media handles, Twitter, Instagram, TikTok. But more importantly, YouTube. That's where I'm trying to make videos more frequently. So you can check that shit out there. And we are on Patreon, patreon.com/TheMeatImprov, where you can get our bonus episode, The Potatoes, where Jake and I talk shop and do a little Tuprov. And we're also at all the social media platforms at The Meat Improv. That's it. Thank you so much for listening. If you like the show, tell a friend. And we'll see you next time on The Meat Improv.
Did you know a 2018 study showed half of prenatal vitamins tested had unacceptable levels of heavy metals? I'm Kat, mother of three and founder of Ritual. When I was 4 months pregnant, I couldn't find a prenatal I could trust, so I created my own. Ours is made traceable, third-party tested for heavy metals, and recently earned the Purity Award from the Clean Label Project. But don't just take my word for it. Get 25% off at ritual.com/podcast.